Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, this is 2020, right? This is July the 12th. And July the, what did I say? January the 12th. And I got something in my spirit and my mind is ain't all together there. So, this is January, the first month of the year. It's the 12th. It's the second Sunday in 2020. And I believe, when was that? Was that the fifth Sunday? We brought judgment to some things, right? That was the fifth Sunday, right? We brought judgment to some things. We judged those things, and we're not going to tolerate those things. I got my notes. If you have to see them, I could pull them up and let you see them. But as we were sitting there, and I didn't know, and I'm learning to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and not be embarrassed about what I don't know and what I have prepared and stay with what I'm safe with. I'm stepping out with him because I trust him more than I trust what I got. Did you hear what I said? And what I'm about to do, I don't have any notes for it, but I do have the Holy Ghost. And don't have a title for it, but I do have the Holy Ghost. And he talked to me about some of these things, and I'm going to tell probably a story or two or whatever that as he lead. But here's the verse. You're very familiar with it. 1 Peter 2:24. You're very familiar with this. At least you heard it. You should know how to find this one in your Bible. You should know how. It says, it's 1 Peter 2:24. You should even know how to quote it, but that's where sometimes people mess up. They quote it and they don't hear it and walk in the light of it. But it says in 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self, who his, he didn't have somebody else. He did it himself. That's why he can talk like this, because he did it himself. When you have somebody else to do something, you have to go check on, make sure they did it. I remember, I told y'all I'd tell a few stories. I remember in Tulsa, Oklahoma, we moved to Coweta there to go to Bible school. And I started working for this guy named Raymer Rodriguez. And he had some other bricklayers and helpers helping him too. He had some helpers. And one of them, I don't know, just human nature. We just that way. Especially when you run into different colors and races of people, you run into even more problems. And every time when Raymer got to know me, every time he would send me in the house to finish the fireplace, do the firebox, he'd do the firebox to finish up the harp and all that. And this other guy that was a bricklayer, he said, "You always sending Jimmy there." He said, "Well, when I send Jimmy in, I don't have to go look at it. But if I send you in, I got to try to sell it." So I said all this. Jesus don't have to try to sell what he did, because he did it himself. Amen. Who his own self fix your life. Who his own self He know what he did. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree. Right? Who been dead to sin, that means you have not died to sin, should live unto righteousness. We found out this morning in reading Romans chapter 1, he transferred Jesus, through Jesus, he transferred his righteousness to us, right? And now God sees us flawless. Now God sees us flawless. And then he said, by whose stripes you were healed. I was reading, if some of you may have it, that book by Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, Faithful. He said, there was a lady that had not walked for several years. She came into his meeting. Are you listening good now? She came into his meeting. She came in there rolling a wheelchair because she couldn't walk. She hadn't walked for several years. And he said, I took my Bible. I got ready to minister to her. I took my Bible. I sit down beside her. I laid my Bible in her lap. I said, read that. She read the verse, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on a tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness. Then she read, by whose stripes ye were healed. He said, I asked her, which one is that? Past tense, present tense, or future tense? And she looked back at it. It did say we were healed. And so she stuck her hands up in the air and said, Lord, I've been thinking, you know, all this time, I want to thank you that I'm healed. I've been healed. I want you to know I receive my healing. I'm going to praise you for it right now. I'm thanking you. Because I just found out I've been healed already. And she praised in there for a while. And he said, now you believe you're healed. Stand up. So that lady jumped up and she ain't been back in the wheelchair. So. All right. So she sprung to her feet. She hadn't been back in that wheelchair since. Hallelujah.